The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, where's my Dr. Batar? Dr. Batar's been traveling around the world, and somewhere the board op lost the, is there a doctor in the house?
Oh, they messed it up again. Hey, that's okay. I thought that was just the show coming on with the new hours and everything, Robert. I had no idea, but you've already been on the air for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. How do you like being on in the evening for a change? Kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah, well, it's, I'm not used to it being dark when we're doing this, but it's almost dark here.
Yeah, no, the lights are going down during the show here, and we get a little crazy in the evening time. Those who have been listening to our transition into the evening, it's been a lot of fun. Super Don is here with us as well. This hour, Dr. Rashid Batar is back. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to go to talk about some pretty dark stuff out of the CDC in a moment, but you know, I want to catch up with you since you've been all over the world. You probably missed this thing because I'm late to the party on some of these things as well. Have you heard about this ALS Ice Bucket Challenge?
I have not.
Okay. I'm not surprised because I hadn't really paid attention to it either, but it turns out it's one of these things where somebody came up with an idea and said, hey, let's pour ice bucket of water over our head for awareness for something. In this case, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, neurological degeneration disease. And, of course, they're all trying to, they say, either give $100 for this charity or you dump ice water on your head. Of course, you and I know, Dr. Batar, the charities they're talking about are research rat holes that never can find the cure because if they do, they'd be out of a job. And they won't look at mercury toxicity. They won't look at detail. They won't look at anything that we know. So our buddy Theo from Sovereign Silver, he challenged me to do one of these things, but with a slant. And so I did one that actually talked about the minerals that were lacking, the different things that we do that we already have the cure, right? And then I did the dump of the water. And then a few others, our buddy Paul Baratiero with the Echo Water, the structured water, did it. You want to hear his scream? You got to hear this. This is very funny. And it's funny because we do these videos, and his wife screwed up evidently, and he had to do it twice. So he had to pour an ice-cold bucket of water, and this is what he sounded like. And my wife said, don't make his wife feel so bad because my wife screwed up too, and she ended up keeping the video on for like 5 minutes after we were done. She's walking around with the video camera watching her feet go around the house. So it was hilarious in the end. But the good thing is now people are doing it and talking about actual things that matter and that help. So I love taking these ideas and twisting them into something good. So with that, if you're going to remain silent, I'm going to challenge you to dump a cold bucket of water on your head, Dr. Batar.
Actually, I didn't know whether something went wrong, Robert. I was talking, but I guess something went wrong with the phone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, I can hear you perfectly fine now.
All right,
you're
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
I have not heard about that, and I think I'll let you guys dump water on your own heads, and I'll just...
We're the comic relief. The Super Don says
you
could...
It elicits that sympathetic response, that flight-fight response, so... I'm okay with that. I'll just sit back and watch you guys.
Okay. Well, Super Don was just challenged by Roseanne Lindsay, and he says he's going to do iced coffee, but we'll get to that. But now to get serious here a little bit as well. I just sent the links, and I think I sent you the link as well. You got to see that 10-minute video narrated by Dr. Wakefield?
Sure, I did.
And, of course, you're already working to some degree with Dr. Hooker. We connected everybody at Autism One, which was absolutely fantastic. Brian Hooker has been doing Freedom of Information Act requests, getting raw data sets from the CDC that they didn't want revealed. He worked the data into something that got published in a peer-reviewed journal, and it validates what the CDC found, but they covered up. Can you kind of walk us through what I think is being revealed here?
Well, I'll do the best that I can, Robert. I know that a lot of this information you were privy to prior to myself, but at Autism One, as you said, Dr. Hooker and I connected and had the opportunity to discuss this in quite some detail. And actually, the only other presentation that I attended at that conference was Hooker's presentation. And the reason I didn't attend yours was because for some strange reason they had you and Hooker going at the same time, which was kind of strange.
I know. I was really ticked because even Brian, we're good buddies, and he's like, I want to come to yours. I want to see yours. But, you know, what can you do? But his was so very important because of what he's been able to find and validate and reveal and now published.
Right. And I knew he was getting ready to publish it. I knew he'd submitted it. I didn't know that it had already come out. But basically, the data that was covered up, that was published by other secondary, tertiary type medical journals, which was apparently first refused by the Journal of the American Medical Association as well as the New England Journal of Medicine on specific grounds where the data did not validate the conclusion and there was some discrepancies in the information that had been presented. And so these journals, which was amazing to me that the actual reviewers' comments on the studies, Dr. Hooker presented those. Now, that's to me, that's pretty amazing because it shows not only that they refused the study and why they refused the study, but it actually specifies the actual grounds upon which they found that the conclusions were not valid. And yet, given those issues that were presented back to the CDC to show them, look, this is what your data is and this is what your conclusion is, and they don't mesh up. Instead of the CDC looking at this and trying to see, oh, wait a second, did we make a mistake or what? No, what they did was they immediately went to a second journal, a third journal, submitted it, and finally got it published in some lower-standing journal. I'm not saying that they were ethically questionable, those journals. The point is that they got it through because, you know, it's sometimes like flipping a coin, how many times are you going to flip it before you finally get heads or tails or whatever the case is? So just the raw statistics are if you submit it enough times, somebody's going to pick it up because they're not going to catch the discrepancies. And the data that was most conspicuous is actually on that 10-minute video where they talk about the incidence of black children having a higher incidence of autism compared to the white children was not just slightly different. It was more than statistically significant. Almost double, sometimes even 2.5 times that as the incidence of children that were white. So what did the CDC do? And this is not revealed in the 10-minute video, but what the CDC did, according to Dr. Hooker, and we talked about this at quite, you know, some extent, it's amazing. What they did was they had to eliminate some of those numbers. They had to eliminate those children that were showing up as autistic that were in the black population. So in order to change the numbers, to change the epidemiological data, to show a lesser statistical significance, they had to remove those numbers. And what they did was they said, okay, if you're black, we will require that in order for a black child to have his data included in the study, they have to show a valid birth certificate. Well, most of these children, or at least a significant number of these children, didn't have valid birth certificates because they were coming from inner cities, you know, Atlanta, surrounding areas in Georgia. So they didn't have birth certificates. Well, what they did was they basically eliminated a significant portion, something like 30-40% of the children that had autism that were black from that data being just eliminated. It reduce the number of incidents of children that were black that were autistic.
Well, and Dr. Bitar, I asked Dr. Hooker this. I ask you, what is the significance of whether a child had a birth certificate validated or not? I mean, it wasn't like they were proving to be old enough to vote. I mean, it had nothing to do with the data.
They were trying to eliminate the data, the heaviness of the autistic preponderance on the black population. So by making that a criteria, they eliminated a bunch of those kids that had autism. That's what they did. That was an elimination criteria.
But so they had to dig into an absurd, Robert.
Hold on. They only eliminated that data only from the black population, not from the white one.
So the white kids didn't need a birth certificate.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. I mean, think about the depth that they would have to dig. Let's find what can we get, what kind of criteria can we use for excluding the black population and not the white, but they didn't even use the same criteria. Unbelievable.
And it wasn't they were trying to exclude the black population. They were trying to bring the numbers of autistic children in the black population down so that when they showed the data, it would be even. But there was too many black kids that had autism compared to the white kids. It was as we know, it's a socioeconomic issue as well because, you know, their pathways of elimination and exposure to mercury, that's one thing. But they're also, the lower socioeconomic population is getting inundated with more vaccines, so the preponderance is higher. Well, because they saw that the black kids had a higher preponderance, they didn't want to show that. Look, it doesn't matter what the data shows. The data is the data, but the CDC didn't want that data to be shown. They didn't want the public to see, hey, wait a second, the black kids seem to have just like boys have a higher incidence than girls, four times higher in boys than in girls. Well, the black population had twice that or more than twice that incidence of autism than the white. So they didn't want to show that. So what did they do? They immediately put these garbage criteria in, exclusion criteria like such as a birth certificate. I think there was some other issue that they also had, and I can't remember what it was. But again, it had nothing to do with autism, had nothing to do with the vaccines, had nothing to do with anything scientific. It just was a way to reduce the number of black kids.
It's going to backfire on them now. This is the biggest thing. In all the years I've been covering this and you have, I can't think of another single thing that threatens to bring down that house of lies more than what we're seeing right now, potentially, because you have a devastating connection with their own data set. You're not taking anybody else's that they can discredit unless they just throw out their whole study and say, well, it was wrong to begin with the whole thing. And I think that you have a hard time to do that. That at this point now, potentially, the entire African-American community in America could look at this and go, the CDC was targeting us by eliminating this data set because now we didn't know the risk for our children. And you see the riots happening in Ferguson, Missouri, over one man shot, which is horrible enough. But imagine the thousands of children that have been shot by doctors that the CDC covered up before the doctors would even have an opportunity to make a better decision. I'm not saying that they would, but they weren't given the opportunity, nor were the parents. Stick around. Dr. Bitar is here. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. MedicalRewind.com if you ever missed a show specific to what we do with Dr. Bitar each week.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, listening for the first time. Dr. Rasha Bitar is my weekly guest here Monday. He co-hosts, and we do this. We call it Advanced Medicine Monday, Medical Rewind, medicalrewind.com. If you miss any, there's hundreds of hours now available of incredible knowledge, wealth of information. A lot of it born out of the book or continuing the living part of this as we get to talk about it each week. Dr. Bitar, your international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. All of these things are linked in the notes each week here, as well as you can find them when you link out to all of these things that we're discussing. And the vaccine issue is a big one because, as I said, if you're new to Dr. Bitar, one of the things that got him started, as he had been a physician for many years, was when his son reverted into, I'm not saying this right, but into the autism spectrum after a vaccine. And that started you on your journey. I urge people to read it or go back and listen to the hundreds of hours we've told the story. But here we have today, as we're on the air, one of the most significant breakthroughs since, I mean, you've taken on the medical establishment, you've testified in front of Congress on the state and the federal level over this issue. And now it seems that the CDC has been caught dead to rights by Brian Hooker. We have links up, and you're working some video angles on it as well. Dr. Wakefield has referenced this in a 10-minute video, and it's just getting hotter and hotter for the CDC.
It is getting hotter and hotter, and I'm glad it is.
Yeah, well, listen, they're going to burn in hell for however long it takes because of what they've done. And this is not mild, to say the least. And we've covered it briefly. You related it very well about how they monkeyed with the stats and the participants and exclusionary criteria to be able to present with a straight face Colleen Boyle and others at HHS. They were even awarded by the president for doing so. A picture that painted that the autism was minor and not a real issue, and it's the same for everybody, when in fact it was double the risk for African-American boys. Why does this matter? Because that community has had a history here in America of being hammered by government, whether it be from institutionalized slavery to Jim Crow laws to other forms of discrimination, and now what we see happening in Ferguson, Missouri. I mean, you got this. If they realize that the Tuskegee experiments never went away, that's the level of what we're revealing here.
That's exactly right, Robert. This is from a political... I mean, first of all, you know, I've said this... If I've said it once, I've said it at least 100,000 times, because I've probably said it 50 times a day. Anytime I'm talking to a patient, I talk about this. I know you and I have talked about it off the air many times. We've talked about it on the air many times. But this makes Hitler look like a nice guy. Well, in that video, whoever did that video with Dr. Wakefield and the other people that were on there, they made the same comparison between Stalin and Hitler and somebody
Mussolini,
else.
Mussolini, Hitler, remember. Yeah, exactly. And you think, well, how is that possible? But look at the devastation that is wrought upon innocent little children based on the protection of vaccines. And I'm not talking about the protection of your immune system. I'm talking about we're protecting the vaccines so that we can continue giving them.
And the thing is that, as the narrator pointed out on that video, none of those people, Stalin and Lenin, Marx, Hitler, all these, they were never appointed by the public to safeguard their futures. They were never responsible for public safety, as the CDC has been. And what they've done is single-handedly orchestrated the biggest, most heinous crime against humankind in recorded history. And it is against all children, regardless of religion, creed, ethnic origin. But in this particular case, the fact that their own data showed, and this is not data that's like relatively new and just found out last week or last month or last year. This is decades-old information and significantly has a higher incidence in the black population, and it is no different from Tuskegee, except that in Tuskegee it was limited to whatever it was, 21 men or 31 men. Here, it's the entire world population.
Right, that, and thousands of children, tens of thousands of children who may have been harmed, or actually millions, in fact. Yeah, you're right at this point. And so what we have is some form of a Holocaust. That's why I think the you know, bringing up a Hitler in this case, some people will discredit you for doing so. No, I agree. And just to elaborate on that, you know, Hitler and others didn't come in and say, "I'm here to protect you from disease," for instance. They never, you know, they were political leaders that did some horrible things, but they didn't pretend that they were there helping to protect you from disease. And this is the, you know, the role of the CDC that claims it, and yet they are, well, they're facilitating disease, to say the least. And in some cases, death. Many cases, in fact.
Yeah, this is... nobody knows about this yet, Robert, so I know that your show is probably the first one or one of the first ones that's exposing it, so it's going to be big.
We're breaking it big here tonight. We'll be talking with Dr. Wakefield and Dr. Hooker later in the week. But stick around. Dr. Vitar is with me for another half hour of broadcast healing like nowhere else in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday version with Dr. Rasha Vitar, drbuttar.com. Check it out. And we'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No pills gonna kill my head. I gotta back me to love you.
The doctor is in.
Oh, there it is. Now it's official, Dr. Batar. We can start the show.
You know that I don't mind if you guys miss it, right?
No, I mind. I love hearing it. I know you do. It's just such, it sets the stage, and it's so unique what we get to do each week together. So I'm glad. It's fun, and we get to make a little light of a pop culture that Super Don put that with the Star Trek sounds and everything.
That's what it was. Maybe it's Super Don back there going, what the hell? You didn't play my creation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about me.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's mild-mannered RSB. He's cussing. Can you believe what he just said? Yeah, no, we're okay. We're good. And we like to have fun together. But, yes, we're covering one of the most serious topics of all the topics we cover. And we've woven this out in and out of our conversations over years together, on the air and off the air, of course. But this is new. This is unique, what Dr. Brian Hooker has done in pulling all the Freedom of Information Act requests and getting this out. And now a whistleblower from within CDC coming forward and acknowledging the cover-up. That takes what we've been saying to whole other levels, and we're just at the beginning phases of this release.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting, as you said, Robert, during the break, you know, what kind of spin are they going to come out with? Because, you know, they're going to try to spin it, like you said. They can't afford to have this type of information out there. However, I think that it doesn't matter what kind of spin, because as we've been saying for years now, probably the last 3 years or 3.5 years we've been on the air, Robert, we've been talking about how the public is becoming more and more aware, the universal consciousness is increasing. Mm-hmm. I believe that this particular awareness is going to lead to legal action now. And the vaccine injury boards and all these different bodies that have been created to try to protect the public and to safeguard these children that have been injured from vaccines and the autism movement, I think this one component is going to cause catastrophic damage to the CDC. Mm-hmm. And I would not be surprised if in the next year or two we see the end of this organization that came into being with the Tuskegee experiment, which I didn't really realize that the preliminary component of the CDC or the original version of the CDC was actually what started the Tuskegee.
Well, and they have a long sordid past, in fact, when they were going to be defunded at a certain point in their history, I believe under Reagan at that point. They grabbed on to their golden goose, which was at that point HTLV-1-2-3. It was GRID before that, then became HIV, which Liam Sheff has dismantled all of that on the show with us before in official stories. But even before that, the 1975-76 swine flu shot debacle under Gerald Ford was another thing that they continually screw up, yet they continually get increased funding via the fear-making machinery of the germ theory. Latest case, of course, is Ebola. I've been covering it in ways that they're not covering it in any other media outlet, talking about deficiency diseases once again, selenium deficiencies, even brought out some peer-reviewed literature from the 1990s recognizing abject selenium deficiency resulting in the dysregulation of cells and bleeding from the eyes even. So the whole virus hunter thing, again, versus toxicology. Now I also see, Dr. Batar, that some people that we might have considered the bad guys, who may have been just duped by the data, they believed in the institutions, they said, see, I'm looking at the peer-reviewed book, and it says there's nothing, right? They're going to go back, if they're into data, and they're going to have to look very deeply into their own mirrors now and go, wait a second, what Brian Hooker has brought out, what this whistleblower is saying, is that the data was hidden from me. And when I read this data in this publication, I can no longer deny it. And I agree with you. I think there'll be congressional hearings, and people will be indicted over this.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not an excuse that the people that were that we would have called the bad guys now are going to go back and look at the data. You know, that's just a bunch of BS to me, Robert, because forget about the data. The evidence slaps us in the face on a daily basis. Here, children, and this is what I said to Congress in 2004, exactly 10 years ago, when I was asked, how do you know your treatment is effective? And, I mean, I looked around to the other 10 children that were with me, that came with me, patients that we treated, the parents that brought these children with me. I said, I can't tell you our treatment is effective or not. All I can tell you is that I removed mercury. That's all I did. I just got rid of that poison that we all agree is a poison, and these kids got better. So I'm not sitting here telling you my treatment is it working or my treatment's not working. All I'm saying is get the freaking mercury out and these children are going to get better. And this is one way that I was trying to get the mercury out and they got better. So when we say that, well, the data doesn't show this and I got to go back and look at the data and wait a second, the journal that I was looking at, well, quit. Bullshit.
Oops.
I don't know whether I can say that. I'm sorry.
It's always the doctors that have license to do that. What can we say here?
Well, I mean, honestly, that's just making an excuse. It's adding insult to injury by saying that, well, you know, they were looking at the data. You know what? It is the responsibility of everybody in medicine and science to open their eyes and look at what's going on. It is not acceptable, and it is not an excuse to say, well, the data shows this. That's irresponsibility. If you want to look at data, then look at things such as, you know, what is the foundation? What is the stress level that a beam can take on some kind of a foundation or some type of a roof structure or some kind of car brakes going on, whatever you want, but you can't do it when it comes to human life.
Right, right. Well, and your point is well taken, and the passion that you're letting loose on is very sincere, and it's like it's not mocked up at all. I know that, containing this, the outrage. I mean, there's a righteous anger, a seething rage even, at the community, the medical community of which you are a part, that you've distanced yourself from over the years in your stance, and they've attacked you for it. And so as I'm not trying to give quarter to the so-called bad guys, but I'm acknowledging and recognizing their behavior and what will happen for some of them, that they will wake up, not excusing the fact that they didn't see it before, but that means it's going to be harder for them to spin this because some of their own are going to turn on them now. And that's the point here, that we're going to see a shift.
Yeah, I think that whoever's watched that 10-minute video already knows that, you know, it's not that they're going to, they already have. And somebody is going to be, as you said, indicted or brought up in charges and is going to go to jail. The problem is that, you know, it's going to be a straw man or, you know,
sure,
a couple of straw people. It's not going to be the actual perpetrators. It's not going to be high up on the food chain. It's going to be somebody in the middle that they're just going to hire up.
Yeah, they'll sacrifice. Exactly. The thought here is, of course, if we know that enough, can we, and I don't think that we can per se, because there is a, let's say, a karmic retribution that goes beyond this physical lifetime. That I know that, you know, we don't always see this retribution happen in our lifetime with our own eyes. But I feel like that with each person that wakes up and sees this, whether they're from within that or not, the inevitability of that payback becomes more clear. And I think that's what happens, that some of these people are going to flee. They will flee because it might not be as easy to contain as they once thought they had been able to do.
I agree with that. I think that they will flee, and I think that I believe in the karmic retribution aspect. I believe that the universal consciousness will do the justice that is needed, but I certainly don't think it is appropriate for us to say that those that were, that we feel looked at as bad guys had a, you know, we I understand what you're saying, and I know you're not giving them quarter, but I think it's justifying and a heinous crime any which way you cut it,
yes,
Robert. Because then,
yeah,
from the people like Wakefield and Hooker and and myself and many others that have, you know, been, well, I know Wakefield has, and I know I have, and I know there's others that have. I don't think Dr. Hooker has, but many of us have been attacked, ridiculed, which is fine. You know, it's cost us a lot of money. It's cost us a lot of pain. And none of that is important. What is important is the truth gets out. But by saying, by giving the others that we considered as bad guys before, by saying, well, you know, now I've got to really look at the data, and yeah, well, you know, I was looking at this data, so it's not my fault. Well, that's just not fair, because it takes away from those that actually stood out and and had the same information in front of them, but saw the truth for what it is, and were not willing to toe the line.
Yeah. And, you know, to that end, too, we do see the medical community working with the pharmaceutical community and the CDC as well to try and, let's say, strategize, because they realize that they're losing the battle. Even without this, more people are awake. More parents, if not outright stopping vaccinations for their children, are slowing down the administration, which was another aspect of the study. And now we've got the Health Day news, and it's here at healthfinder.gov. They're saying doctors are IDing new ways to get more kids vaccinated, and they're going to start tracking parents who refuse the vitamin K shot at birth, which they give to everybody indiscriminately whether they need it or not, and it may contain aluminum. I don't know if it has mercury in it, but my goodness, right then and there, they put like a scarlet letter on you as a parent, and they're watching you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that needs to be ended in a very, very aggressive manner. I think my wife sent you an article about the parents in, I believe it's in Georgia or in Virginia, where parents now have to stop at a certain point in the doctor's office, and the children can go beyond it, but the parents can't, and the children are then get vaccinated and or do whatever they're going to do, examined, whatever. But the parents cannot accompany the children. Did you get that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not letting the parents through. It's like, what? I mean, of course, they're claiming it's a regulation, which is an absolute lie. What does that tell you? They're willing to stoop to any level to continue injecting these children, these victims of mad, I won't even call it science, of madness.
Yep, that's exactly what it is, Robert. I don't have that reference, but did you get that story?
Yeah, I did. I don't have it in front of me. I'll see if I can pull it up for the final segment if we can go there. But, yeah, Deb really sent a winner of a story, but with this one, it kind of took over my thought form today, and I knew that we'd want to start with the first. Literally, we're the first to break this out here in semi-mainstream with talk radio and our outreach around the world. Again, if you haven't seen or heard this, all the links are up. Don't worry. The links are there. You can watch the video. We've got links to Dr. Hooker, the press release going out, but there's more that's going to be revealed this week, including there may be a revelation as to who this whistleblower is, and may God protect him. He's repenting at this point. But at the same time, they're going to try and do whatever they can to shut this guy up. Discredit him will be the least of his problems if I know how evil that side of the equation is to hold on to the vaccine paradigm.
I think that that is not an understatement by any stretch of the imagination. And one good thing is, though, you know, not that I want anybody to be harmed, but if he is taken out, we know that it makes it even more blatant, Robert.
Right, exactly. All right, stand by. We've got another segment here to wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday. If you ever miss the show, of course, we've got it archived at our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, as well as naturalnewsradio.com, available through iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, UK Health Radio, and now through our good friend Jerry Doyle at Epic Times.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Shout out to Deb, Dr. Batar's wife, for sending this through. And Super Don will grab it and send it out on Twitter and Facebook as well. This is an image. It's almost too unbelievable to believe, but this is the kind of stuff that's happening. Parentalrights.org posted this. They said a medical office in West Virginia claimed that federal regulations restrict parents from staying with their children. I mean, it's an absolute outright lie. It says that due to HIPAA and OSHA regulations, you are not permitted behind this point. And there's a big circle with a slash through the word parents. The assistant will come and get your kids. And if there's a problem, we'll let you know. What the heck? I mean, you know HIPAA. That's not HIPAA.
Well, I'll tell you what. If there's anything that's HIPAA related to that, guess what? My kids are not going to that doctor's office.
Heck no. I mean, that's like the state of California when they ruled that, you know, you could consent to an HPV shot without your parents there. I mean, this is the kind of insanity that is occurring, all in the name of this religious cult-like belief in needling children with toxic medicaments you wouldn't make them drink.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. And these are the types of things that now, you know, now that the CDC's data has been shown, been exposed, and these types of manipulation of the laws and interpretation of the laws to try to take advantage of those people that may not be as learned, may not be as aware. If you have to start asking yourself, what is the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the agenda is. At least some of us know what the agenda is. But, of course, we're conspiracy realists.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. And at the very least, it's to condemn people to a life of drug dependency. And I'm talking about pharmaceutical, FDA-approved drug dependency. At the very most, it's a process of, well, reducing population. And, you know, you can go anywhere in between. Whether you believe it's a conspiracy or not, the fact is, look at the end result, and that should give you what you need to know.
That's the most succinct way of putting it, Robert. All you got to do is look at the end result.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Batar each and every week, usually Mondays. Occasionally, we've done an Advanced Medicine Tuesday when I couldn't get Dr. Batar in time, but he's here, and I appreciate that after world travels. Now, the issue of epigenetics is something. There's an Alzheimer's story. We talked about also Robin Williams was at the beginning stages of Parkinson's. I called it a doctor-assisted suicide because all of the drugs drove him to suicide, in my opinion. But the reality is those that want to condemn you because of your genes to a neurological degradation disease completely disavow any impact of epigenetics. For instance, mercury, aluminum, and other metals that are contaminating our bodies and something neurofibrils. How do you say it, Dr. Batar?
The denudation of the neurofibrils?
You say it so well.
Is that what you're referring to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean...
denudation.
Robert, you know, not to change the subject, but this kind of goes hand in hand with all these young children or young adults, I should say, that have been going out there committing in these crimes where they're shooting up, and supposedly some of these events that occurred because of gun violence and the need to remove guns off the streets were actually orchestrated by some of these individuals that were under these same types of drugs that may not be Parkinsonian drugs, but they are drugs that are related to the antidepressant drugs such as Prozac. And Prozac is in the same class of drugs as, I think we talked about this in the air before, Angel Dust, I believe it was. And
PCP, PMP, we're talking now Ritalin for kids, and it's very, very close to that Angel Dust, that street drug.
And they cause hallucinations, so it's no wonder that people start to commit these crimes because they think that they are being pursued, or they think there's somebody after them, they think that somebody is trying to hurt them, and so they lash out. Whatever the case is, if you start looking at each one of these violent turns of events in high schools and movie theaters, et cetera, the one commonality which media has never reported is that all these individuals were on antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs.
Mm-hmm. And well, again,
antidepressant drugs, you know, what is the number one side effect of an anti-seizure drug? Seizures.
Mm-hmm.
These antidepressant drugs and antipsychotic drugs, they have these breakthroughs. If you remember, Prozac was almost taken off the market because of the breakthrough suicide levels that were occurring. But the mechanism of suicide and all those breakthrough suicides, they call them breakthrough suicides because they were on these drugs to prevent them from committing suicide, but then they had
right. Well, again, what we've got, Dr. Bitar, and we're out of time, is that the medical profession once again becomes culpable for being the most dangerous profession on earth. And
right, Robert. I know we're running out of time, but just so we can say it, all those people died by jumping off buildings.
Incredible. Dr. Bitar, thank you, my friend. Go to medicalrewind.com if you miss anything. Our syndicators, our podcast all over the world, thank you. The power to heal is most definitely yours, my friends.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.